Here is a report on radio station WHO's Agricultural Service by the man best qualified to speak on this subject, Herb Plambeck, WHO Farm Director for the past 14 years. Continuously in close touch with all phases of agriculture, Herb is known to all national farm leaders, served as a war correspondent in Europe during the war, is past president of the National Association of Radio Farm Directors, and has directed the National Plowing Match and other leading farm events for a number of years. Here is Herb Plambeck speaking on farm service.
In pointing up WHO's farm service, I'd like to say at the outset that WHO is located in the very heart of the nation's food-producing area. Department of Agriculture records show that 75% of all of this country's best grade A land is to be found within a 250-mile radius of Des Moines, an area well served by WHO. Often referred to as the nation's food bowl, this section comprises some 13% of all the farms in the nation. And here in Des Moines, we're proud that most of these farm families are highly progressive in their work and deeply appreciative of the farm service made available to them. A word about the comprehensiveness of WHO's agricultural programs might also be in order. Broadcasts prepared and handled by the Farm Department include two daily 15-minute farm news programs, one at 6:30 a.m. and the other at 12 noon, one daily food and market feature heard at 8:55 a.m., and one daily morning farm highlights program in which commentaries and interviews dealing with timely farm topics are presented. On 3 days of the week, another noontime farm service called March of Agriculture enables us to provide additional interesting and worthwhile commentaries. Weekly farm service features heard over WHO include the Country Home program designed for homemakers at 8:30 Saturday forenoon and the Corn Belt Farm Hour, a 30-minute Saturday noon production including farm features and interviews as well as guest speakers and a seven-piece orchestra. Assisting me in handling and presenting these programs is one of the largest farm radio staffs in the nation. Howard Hass is Associate Director, Henry Hovland is Assistant Farm Editor, and Miss Eileen Shives is our Secretary. Perhaps a statement about the record of farm service, as taken from reports kept in the Farm Department, might also be of interest. Over a 10-year period, as shown in daily records kept for that time, more than 101,000 farm and market news stories were used. Over 9,500 calls were made. 16,260 interviews conducted. 59,776 letters received. 29,093 letters sent, many of them in response to questions sent in by listeners. During that same 10-year period, the farm director made 923 talks to more than 1 million people. The miles traveled by the Farm Department personnel during that period figured to better than 175,000. In addition to the many points visited in the United States, the travels also included visits in 12 foreign lands, part of them while your editor was serving as a war correspondent, and part of them on the invitation of the British government to observe farming in Britain during the war years. Undertaking an agricultural service program of the magnitude offered by WHO calls for a rather specific course or policy, motivated by the conviction that radio offers a unique and outstanding opportunity to render a distinctive service, not only to all farm families, but to all other people, both rural and urban, interested in the welfare of agriculture. Our WHO Farm Service policy might be summed up in the following manner. First, to conduct a program based on the belief that farm families are intellectually on as high a plane as any other group, and therefore entitled to as dignified and complete a schedule of news, information, and other service as it is possible to offer. Secondly, to provide daily farm news and weather broadcasts, along with daily market information, and in addition, to provide special programs of informative and entertaining nature of, by, and for farm families. Thirdly, our policy calls for cooperation with all leading farm government, civic, and service organizations and agencies. Other significant points in our program include recognition of economic factors in the farm field, cooperating with and helping stage major farm events such as the National Plowing Match, originated by WHO, which help to add dignity and interest to farm tasks and stresses better land use and greater soil conservation. Emphasis on farm family welfare through continuous stressing of farm safety, fire prevention, home safety, and good neighborliness, as well as farm beautification and so forth, is also a part of our daily work, as is cooperation with schools and churches and with welfare groups such as the Christian Rural Overseas Program, public appearances by Farm Department staff members, and personal attention to inquiries and requests, as well as service on committees concerned with agriculture, are likewise in our thinking. And finally, our policy calls for a recognition of the need for a better understanding between rural and urban people and of their mutual problems, so there may be a better understanding between people in this nation and in the world.
You have just heard Herb Plambeck, Farm Director for radio station WHO Des Moines, in a report on WHO's Farm Service.